revolution, in the ordinary sense of that word, means, doesn't it, not an evolution, a gradual evolution. It's a revolution.
No, it doesn't mean that. Right, I agree.
A revolution is generally meant, if you talk to a communist, he wants to overthrow the government. If you talk to a bourgeois, he's frightened. Mm-hmm. If you talk to an intellectual, he has various criticisms about revolution. Now, revolution is either bloody,
yes,
or revolution in the psyche.
Yes.
Outward or inner?
Outward or inner.
The outward is the inner. The inner is the outward. There is not the difference between the outer and the inner. They are totally related to each other.
Then this goes back to what you mentioned earlier, that there's no division, even though intellectually you make a distinction
here, right,
between
the
I and the we.
We, that's right.
Yes, of course.
So when we talk about change, we mean not the mere bloody revolution, physical revolution, but rather the revolution in the makeup of the mind
of each person.
Of human beings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The way he thinks, the way he behaves, the way he conducts himself, the way he operates, he functions, the whole of that. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that psychological revolution, not evolution in the sense, gradualness.
No.
What place has knowledge in that?
What place has knowledge in something that occurs?
In the regeneration of man, which is the revolution, the inward revolution,
which will
affect the outer.
Yeah, which is not a gradual progress.
No, obviously.
No, that, right.
The gradual process is endless.
Exactly. So we're talking about an instant qualitative change.
When we are discussing change, we must be, I think, fairly clear that we mean the change in the psyche, in the very being of human beings. That is, in the very structure and nature of his thought.
A change at the root.
At the root.
At the root itself.
Root. And therefore, when there is that change, he will naturally bring about a change in society. It isn't society first, individual or individual first. It is the human change which will transform the society. They are not two separate things. Human beings have created this society by their greed, by their anger, by their violence, by their brutality, by their pettiness. They have created this society.
Precisely.
And they think by changing the structure, you're going to change the human being. This has been the communist problem, this has been the eternal problem. That you change the environment, then you change man. They have tried that in 10 different ways, and they haven't done it, succeeded in changing man. On the contrary, man conquers the environment, the structure. So, if we are clear that the outer is the inner is the outer, that there is not the division, the society and the individual, the collective and the separate human being, but the human being is the whole. He is the society, he is the separate human individual, he is the factor which brings about this chaos.
Yes, I'm following that very closely.
He is the world, and the world is him.
Yes. Therefore, if he changes,
the whole thing
everything changes. If he doesn't change, nothing changes.
That's right. If we accept that, if we see that, not intellectually, but feel it in your heart, in your mind, in your blood that you are that, then the question, is it possible for a human being to transform himself inwardly and therefore outwardly? From that arises the question, can the human mind, which has been so conditioned for millennia, can that human mind, which has acquired so much knowledge in so many directions, can that human mind change, bring about a regeneration in itself and be free to reincarnate now?
Now. Yes.
That is the...
That's the question.
Question would...
Exactly. Reincarnate.
Now.
Now.